guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a softer grain market here pretty much all day.
Yeah, we really started under pressure. I think the industry started to understand a little more planting progress than what was expected when we went home on Friday. Everybody talking to in the Western Corn Belt are making strong progress. Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, much of Nebraska and Kansas. So, you know, those numbers have been bumped up. We now think somewhere between 24 and 25% of U.S. corn is planted. And the forecast after a storm system midweek looks pretty favorable. So we're washing or we're taking out some of the premiums for what we would call last year's planting problems.
Now, the meteorologists I've been talking with, too, it's not going to be completely dry, but they're expecting big windows with just some light rain showers, occasional rain showers, which is almost ideal for what this crop needs this spring.
You're really right, along with some warm temperatures, which, you know, if you think back to a year ago, I don't want to say an exact opposite, but much improved. And so if we take out the 2012 crop year, which was the drought year, you know, you come up with a U.S. average corn yield of about 180.6 or 180.8 bushels an acre. That's above the USDA, and so all of a sudden the pile keeps getting bigger, and that's what the market's looking at today.
Sure. Livestock side of things, we got so many packing plants that are closing down or shutting down because of the coronavirus, but we're still seeing the livestock markets all move higher.
Well, that's right. I think a lot of it is tied to the discount of April cattle. They go off the board later this week and maybe trading at a $10 discount to where the cash market could trade this week is not a great thing. And so you saw April cattle try to rally. That brought some of the other markets along. Now, April did finish lower on the day, but at least that big discount has got something in terms of it's limiting selling in the back months. We at Ag Resource estimate that probably about 400,000 head of U.S. cattle which was supposed to die during the month of April, will be carried forward. So that's a big number. Only operating at around 76-77% in terms of U.S. cattle packing plants. On the hog side of things, the same problem. A lot of the industry down. This year we probably kill a little under 2 million head. It's about 500,000 head less than expected. So they're, too, carrying lots of supplies forward. But the CME closed limit bid today. That's largely due to the contract, which is set up so that it follows negotiated cash trade and cash hogs, but if there's not enough of them and there's very few of that going on today, it kind of reverts back and looks at carcass, and carcass values are moving sharply higher, so that's why the CME is following along. So you need to be a little careful in terms of the hogs, in terms of your trading carcass or cash markets. Hedgers need to be thinking out loud on that one.
Well, and the cutouts, too, have been moving higher there, too, right?
Well, yeah, because we're killing so few hogs, because we still have this big export program going on to China. In the Chinese, this is not a packer issue in terms of killing the animals. This is a fabrication issue. So, you know, China can get its business done because they just split the hog carcass, they freeze it, they send it overseas, and the Chinese fabricate it. But in the U.S., that fabrication process is no longer happening as it should. That's got the packers slowing kills and backing things up in the country, some euthanization going on. But again, even under that environment, the CME is higher. Because as we limit the production of pork in this country, there will be shortages. We raise the value of carcass and product values, and that's what the CME is following. So that's why I said when you think about the lean hog contract, it's a negotiated and of course, carcass-based contract, and one is moving sharply higher while the other one's still going lower.
Anything else we need to be aware of we're talking about?
Really not. I think planning progress is key and how we all play that out this afternoon and coming weeks, but we're really, I think, in the board here. We're thinking that maybe by the middle of May, we'll have a lot of these crops seeded on a timely basis. It then's a question of what do we have for, you know, weather for pollination and for soybean potting. Those are issues of July and August. We'll see how that works out. But we still have this biofuel issue that just we can't get away from it as America tries to get back to work. But it's still not enough driven miles where we can absorb all the energy supply.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company.